open the doors to Beth Marie's old-fashioned ice cream on Denton's downtown square. There are bright yellow walls, checkered blue floors, and one thing that customers just can't avoid.
They walk in the door and they say, oh, it smells so good in here. They don't even have to walk in the door. Sometimes they're walking down the street and they smell the smell and that aroma just brings them into the door.
That's Beth Marie's manager, Margaret Rich. The shop opened in 1998. She started working there a few years after.
13 years ago, we were a little ice cream shop. We maybe made 20 gallons a week, and since then, it has grown so much.
Now, Beth Marie's turns out 40 gallons a day, from flavors like cupcake to the salty dog, a caramel sea salt swirl. What customers don't see is 138 years of history. Beneath those blue checkered tiles are old wooden floors. The pressed metal ceiling isn't actually the original. It replaced burgundy cloths and gold molding lost in a fire decades ago. These stories are the point behind the project called This Building Has a History. Three county historical organizations spotlight sites in towns across Denton County. Before this, you had to shuffle through libraries and archives to learn that Beth Marie's was first the J. A. Hahn Dry Goods Store back in 1877. Now, all you have to do is take a smartphone and scan the QR code posted on the front door. It'll take you to a website with historical photos, facts, and anecdotes.
It would mention some of the different businesses that have been in it, like waterbeds at one point, a photography studio at another point.
Bob Moses owns the building. The History Project will eventually highlight eight buildings on the National Register of Historic Places, two bridges, two farms, and five pottery archaeological sites. Up next are buildings in the Roanoke and Pilot Point Historic Districts. Peggy Riddle is the director of the county's Office of History and Culture.
We want people to understand that they've been around a long time, so they are sustainable, and hopefully that the owners will find ways to maintain them and to preserve them.
That didn't happen to the Exchange National Bank building on the square's southeast corner. It was torn down in the early 60s and replaced with a sleeker eight-story structure. Back at Beth Marie's, owner Bob Moses has quite the memory of the building's history, especially his first day.
When we first bought it, I sat in the back of it one day and I watched people come in the front door and they were happy. And I watched people as they picked out and they ate their ice cream and they were happy.
Everything here is old-fashioned. The 100-plus hand-swirled flavors, the long luncheonette-style counter. There's an antique gas pump in one corner and old photos and vintage posters in another. It's a living and tasty tribute to the way things were. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo in Denton.